A Change of Gravity by George V. Higgins. Brief description. For Ambrose Marion, life was first and foremost a matter of people taking care of one another, with society picking up the slack when family and friends weren't enough. For Danny Hilliard, who agreed, politics was a matter of gaining and using the power to make sure that society did just that. With Marion installed as clerk of the court in Canterbury, Massachusetts, shrewdly managing his friend's campaigns, and Hilliard rising swiftly to chairman of Ways and Means in the Massachusetts House of Representatives, they made an excellent team, able on a grand scale to revitalize the economy of Hilliard's western Massachusetts district, and on the personal level, to protect the unfortunate snared in the criminal justice system. And, quite unexpectedly, Marion inherited ill-gotten gains from a corrupt predecessor he'd befriended, enabling him to indulge, with Danny, in the finer things, luxury cars, travel, and membership in the country club at Grey Hills, a roaring 20s millionaire's Pioneer Valley estate, offering a championship golf course and the quiet elegance that only money can buy. But then something went wrong. Hilliard, to Marion's dismay, began to play away games at bedtime in Boston during legislative sessions. His lovely wife became angry and kicked him out for adultery. Newspapers ran revealing photos of him with much younger girlfriends. A federal prosecutor, mistaking righteous vengeance for doing justice, believed he had found an exquisitely ingenious way to put Hilliard in jail by forcing Marion to incriminate him. Someone had changed the rules while Ambrose and Danny weren't looking. The law of political gravity had changed, and what was good, clean wickedness in 1960 had become a felony in 1996.